The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of dark, no evil would I fear. A banquet you have prepared for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Today is the feast of St. Agnes, the martyr. A rather fitting psalm to be given to her, for Agnes also means lamb. And there she speaks of being called by her shepherd. The Lord is her shepherd, a shepherd, and she was willing to lay down her life for that shepherd too. Why would anybody ever want to lay down their life for Christ? When we often think of sheep, we often think of them as dull and docile creatures, the kind of thing that doesn't have much intelligence and much brain behind it. It's not the most flattering of images to be used for people, and when we sometimes use it, sometimes can be even almost a bit offensive. But scripture scholars constantly tell us that what happens is that in the Middle East, that the shepherd walks and the sheep follow. That's very different to our experience of sheep in countries like Ireland and most other places, where the shepherd has an impossible job trying to keep the whole lot together. But in the Middle East, through an awful lot of work, through a lot of gentleness, the shepherd is the one who attracts the sheep. And where he goes, they know he is going somewhere to bring them for food or for safety, and he takes care of them. As a result, it's really that they make a free choice to follow the shepherd. Care and training is necessary for any shepherd in order to attract sheep to himself. And in this particular image of the Lord being my shepherd, sometimes maybe we should think a little bit more about our own free choice in faith. The sheep that follows the shepherd is one that has chosen to do so. Would you follow something that wasn't bad? And after all, there are many other kinds of shepherds apart from the spiritual ones. We had a general election here in Ireland, which would probably be better termed as a general rejection, where we decided that what was leading us was not what we wanted anymore. It wasn't that we were even choosing an alternative government, it was a total rejection of the one that we had. We've seen soft revolutions recently in places like Tunisia and in Egypt, and pray God that they will remain as soft revolutions and not become bloody. We have had more violent ones as well, where we're looking at the Arab world and Libya and all these other countries suddenly looking for something new, better leadership, leadership that they can trust. And this is very much, I suppose, a theme of our day at the moment. So what are we looking for? We speak of societies that are full of openness and justice and democracy. We like these buzzwords. They're great words to throw out to people and say, oh, it's democratic, oh, it's fantastic, oh, justice is here, let's be open, let's give freedom, and all these words that are used, freedom in particular, a very misused word. But in the end, they're not really relating to what they should be relating. They're relating more to a plutocracy. Our world is governed by big corporations and by money. Decisions are made almost exclusively on economic questions and economic results. Very little else is taken into account. But when you think of it, where is Christ in the land of Europe where and America, where all these changes are taking place? And where is the prophet in the lands of Islam when all these changes and revolutions are taking place? Imagine if we were looking for societies where the buzzwords were things like mercy, forgiveness, peace, and harmony. These are within the teachings of Christ and of the prophet. In these countries that are seeking revolution, mercy, forgiveness, peace, and harmony aren't very much mentioned, but are certainly worth dying for. When we look to the testimony of St. Agnes and her tragic death, we wonder what would be worth dying for today? For democracy? Hardly. For freedom? Possibly. For truth? Definitely. Truth and death in a noble cause. Isn't it, after all, better to die for the profits of peace rather than for the profits of a plutocracy? On this feast of St. Agnes, let us choose good shepherds with Christ as our inspiration. Amen.